Yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to tell you, that, you know, over the course of the, I can't remember, I bought it shortly after it came out, not too terribly long after it launched, but until relatively recently, I probably would have recommended you find something else, that it was so, just nothing that was super catastrophic, but just little things, like on the VHF, UHF scan side, it would freeze very regularly. And it required a whole restart of the radio, and, you know, even if you restarted the radio and started the scan back up, it would lock up almost immediately, but between that and for the first couple months I had it, the APRS wouldn't work at all. It was nearly deaf on APRS, but a day or two before we left for Ohio, I did the most recent firmware update that was supposed to be the magic bullet for it, and everything seemed to be working well. I tried it out on the 39LY UHF repeater, and the WiresX worked on it, and the C4FM worked on it, and APRS seems to be working well. So it's a pretty handy little radio now. I have mine in a little manpack setup, and I did a park activation with it on FT8, which that's another nice thing too. Single cable USB-C to your peripheral device, and you have full data transmission and cat control and all that with just the USB-C cable. So it's really starting to mature, and I'm really starting to enjoy it.
Yeah, I talked with a couple of guys that are owners. And, of course, talking with, you know, John Cook and a couple of the other Yaesu guys. And a lot of things have happened. And some of the things had to do with the peripheral cables and things like that that were not available at first. And but I didn't do it. And, of course, now after the fact, I get home and find out I could have saved on sales tax, shipping. I mean, so, you know, it did a good amount of savings. But I just couldn't bring myself to part with the money. So, I'm sure in the future there's going to be one.
CMN Network, MI3.